Hello and welcome to episode 25 of This Week in Seattle Rock. I'm your host, Christopher Walken. Say, have you met my friends, Bad Optics?
Coiled fear, silence from the violence prison preacher's defense, watching its prey.
Bad Optics and their song The Factory. You can catch Bad Optics 2.0, their first show with their new lineup with a new bass player and guitarist, Thursday the 14th at Black Lab Gallery in Everett. They will be playing along with BC's Frankie, Up from LA, Worn Tin, and another band from LA, Frankie and the Witch Fingers. Welcome once again to This Week in Seattle Rock. Oh my God, we have a humongous show. So, I will try not to talk too much for this show, because on this show, we have 30 songs slated to be played. Of those 30 songs, 22 make their podcast debut. On top of that, we have 10 artists that make their podcast debut this week. We are chock full of regional rock. Really quickly, what is This Week in Seattle Rock for all you new listeners? This Week in Seattle Rock, we encourage you as a listener and a rock lover to become part of the rock economy by seeing live shows within the region. What we do here, we get permission from bands to play their entire songs in exchange for promoting their upcoming shows. We want to broaden the horizons of a strong music scene we have here in Washington State, throughout the state, throughout the nation, and worldwide. Let's go international. Please share the podcast with all your rock-loving friends. Especially, send a link to those overseas. Give them a taste of what's happening here in the good old USA, locally here in Seattle. And in encouraging you to become part of the rock economy, we would like you to go see your live music and have your dollars go to the venues, go to the bands, and please buy some merchandise. If you listen to live streaming like I do, I don't have a CD player. I will, on top of paying the venue ticket prices, I will go to each band's merch booth and give them $10, the value of a CD typically, and let them know I'll be listening to your stuff online. I really appreciate your music. I appreciate what you do. Please take my money. And I think that's fair because on online services, you typically have to spend like 5,000 tunes for a band to get paid the value of one album. So, yeah, not that great. If you have any questions or complaints or comments or delights, you can send it to thisweekinseattlerock@gmail.com. You can leave us a voicemail at 206-414-8286. Don't be shy. And if you are so inclined, and if your service provider allows you to, please give us a rating. Everybody asks for 5 stars. Why not me? Give me a 4. I'll be happy with that too. I just want to know that you're listening and that you appreciate the show. So let's continue on. We got a lot to go through tonight. So another show Thursday on the 14th at the Hard Rock in Seattle. You'll have a Blink 180 True, Blink 182 tribute band. And here is a podcast debut band from Seattle, Longword, and their song, A Visceral Assembly. Making their podcast debut off their self-titled LP, that was Longword and their song, A Visceral Assembly. You can catch them again Thursday the 14th, opening for Blink 180 True at the Hard Rock Cafe in Seattle. Moving on to Friday the 15th at Uncle Sam's American Bar and Grill in Spanaway. Don't know if I've mentioned them before. This might be the first time. Playing there, you're going to be able to see Puyallup's Massacre at the Opera and Burlington's Cryptamnesia, along with this band. This is Half a Shadow, and their song making a podcast debut, State of Mind. from their new EP, Falling Further. That was Half a Shadow's State of Mind, playing Friday the 15th at Uncle Sam's American Bar and Grill in Spanaway, along with Massacre at the Opera and Crypt Amnesia. Continuing on Friday the 15th at Luigi's in Fife, guitar great Larry Mitchell headlines a show that opens with Eve Clark out of Marysville, followed by Seattle's Glenn Cannon and The Damage Done. So both of these songs make their podcast debut. Let's go ahead and start with Eve Clark and her song, The Fire.
It's gonna burn you down, oh yeah. Whoa, can't you feel the fire? Whoa, your heart's desire, you got to let it burn you down. The fire.
Had you found a better ending? was hard to watch another soul come rushing in to fill the void I had left when I was gone. And the bitterness of a life gone wrong came rushing in to fill the void you left when you moved on. But there's still time, there's still time, there's still time to live again.
From their album Devil in the Sunshine, that was Glenn Cannon and The Damage Done and their song The Void. Previous to that, you heard Eve Clark and her song The Fire off her new EP Awake. Both those songs making their podcast debut this week. They are the local talent in support of Larry Mitchell playing Friday the 15th at Louis G's in Fife. Continuing Friday the 15th at the Hard Rock Cafe in Seattle, you'll have Metalgeddon. Got five bands playing that night. Opening will be Seattle's Nova Fracture. Also playing will be Washington's Clay City and Seattle's Dragged Under. We will be playing two bands from that ticket. you're going to hear Seattle's Designer Disguise, and right now you're going to hear Vancouver's Within Sight and their song Stronger.
question what if it falls through. So I dismiss my inhibitions as fiction and scream to the sky when faced with affliction.
Do your worst,
we've been reeling in the shit, the universe disperse and flip into a lesson, find a blessing, a curse, yeah.
Do your worst,
I can't stop, no matter the weather and all the odds up against me, we'll ride the line.
Nothing can stop me now.
That was Seattle's Designer Disguise making their podcast debut with their song Stronger. Before that, you heard Vancouver's Within Sight and their song making a podcast debut, also named Stronger. I did not set that up. That is just the way it happened. I shit you not. Within Sight is close to winding up their multi-state tour on the West Coast. You can catch them along with Nova Fracture, Clay City, and Dragged Under Friday the 15th at the Hard Rock Cafe in Seattle. Again, they're going to be playing Metalgeddon. Continuing Friday the 15th, the Parliament in Seattle. We got three bands we're going to play from that ticket. Eight Legs to Nowhere, Projections on a Wall, and Sonic Medicine. Let's start with Eight Legs to Nowhere, making their podcast debut. This is their song, Devil's Tower Reprise.
Endless trays close to overflow. Turning up the radio. We'll walk out, we'll break free until we push up.
Stay around.
Whoa.
just heard Sonic Medicine out of Seattle and their song Reflections, Inc., making their podcast debut also. Before that, you heard Projections on a Wall and their song Particles. Before that, you heard Eight Legs to Nowhere, Devil's Tower Reprise. Of course, again, making their podcast debut. You can catch all three bands Friday the 15th at Parliament Tavern in Seattle. Hey, let's go on down to the Swiss in Tacoma, the legendary Swiss. There you're going to catch three bands, Seattle's The Drive-Thru, and these two bands, Seattle's The Thrill and Tacoma's Artra. Let's start with The Thrill and their latest single, Did I Call You Mine?
Why does it feel like this? All the things I have missed, cutting me to the bone alone. Where do we go from here? Maybe I'll disappear.
Thank you.
Once again, another band making their podcast debut. That was Artra and their song Throw It Away. Before that, you heard The Thrill and their latest single, Did I Call You Mine? You can catch them with The Drive-Thru out of Seattle at the Swiss in Tacoma, Friday the 15th. Staying in Tacoma Friday the 15th at the Alma Mater, you can catch Dude York as the headliner and this band, Midnight Movie, opening up for them. This is their song, Bursting at the Seams.
Well, I know sometimes I come on way too strong. I'm trying to work on it. I'm trying to work on it.
Bursting at the Seams from Midnight Movie. They will have new recordings coming soon. They are opening up for Seattle's Dude York Friday the 15th at the Alma Mater in Tacoma. Moving on to Saturday the 16th at Slim's Last Chance Saloon in Georgetown in Seattle. We're going to have some punk fun Saturday night with Seattle's Heels and MDKG, which is a band comprised of four punk locals and this band, Renton's Ball Bag. You can catch this new video on YouTube. This is Depression's Greatest Hits.
Postpartum now happens. you turn into a dick. Nature never ceases, and you always feel like shit. Manic is an awesome song. Jimi Hendrix did. Ow!
Find a video on YouTube that was Ball Bag's Depression's Greatest Hits, playing Saturday the 16th at Slim's Last Chance Saloon in Georgetown, playing along with Seattle's The Heels and NDKG. Going up to Everett at the Firehouse Saturday the 16th, it's Leukemania 2. It is a fundraiser for Old Dog Haven. And here we have one band making their podcast debut and three new songs to podcast. We're going to start with Seattle's Laserbeam. This is their song, History Oblique.
We'll be right back.
Seattle's Velvet Q and a song making its podcast debut, that is Get Dead. Before that, you heard Olympia's Dead Obvious making their podcast debut as a band and their important song, Black Lives Matter. And opening up that triple shot was Seattle's Laserbeam and their song, History Oblique. From Everett, let's go to the Skylark West in Seattle. Saturday the 16th is the fourth annual benefit concert for Mary's Place. Opening up the night will be Pellegrini, followed by Seattle's Brianna Sky, Fat Starfish, you'll see Seattle's Glass Souls, and we got a four-pack to play for you guys. We're going to start it off with Lakewood's Cashing In Karma and their song off their new EP, Puzzle, making its podcast debut. This is the song Pieces.
I'm real.
That is Seattle's Dead Electric's newest single, making its podcast debut. That is Patriot. Before that, you heard Watch Rome Burn and their song Motley. Tune into Watch Rome Burn TV on YouTube Weekly. It is a fun little kick. Previous to that, you heard Astor House out of Seattle and their song Mother Nature. I'm told they'll have a new album coming out soon. And leading off this four-pack was Lakewood's Cashing in Karma and a song off their new EP, Puzzle. Song was entitled Pieces. You can catch them at the 4th Annual Benefit Concert for Mary's Place, Saturday the 16th at Skylark West in Seattle. So moving on to Sunday the 17th at The Source in Seattle. You got four bands playing that night. You'll have Seattle's Mr. Blank, visiting from Las Vegas, Sector 7G, and Montreal's K-Man and the 45s. Opening the night will be, out of Seattle, Mabel's Marbles. This is their song, One Reason. Seattle's Mabel's Marbles and their song One Reason, playing Sunday the 17th at The Source in Seattle, along with Seattle's Mr. Blank, Las Vegas's Sector 7G, and Montreal's K-Man and the 45s. As a quick note, that was a Mabel's Marbles song debut for the podcast. And for the month of November, Mabel's Marbles is part of Tiny Dragon Music, proceeds from the entire Tiny Dragon Music catalog are going directly to Operation Nightwatch, which is an all-volunteer-ran DIY nonprofit aimed at addressing our homeless crisis in the Pacific Northwest, helping to find open beds in the area and transportation and other resources for the homeless. So all the profits from all online sales from Tiny Dragon Music will go to Operation Nightwatch. So if you want more information on that, and I believe all the copies sold will be signed copies from the bands, which is pretty cool. So if you're interested in that, please go to tinydragonmusic.bandcamp.com. Okay, folks, Freak Out Records. They are putting on Freak Out 7 again this year, starting Thursday the 14th. And boy, they have a ton of locations. And it's going 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're going to play some songs from specific locations. Friday the 15th, which will be day two, Freak Out 7 has seven locations set up. The Tractor, Salmon Bay Eagles, Connor Byrne, Cafe Umbria, Filson, and I don't know how to say this word. Lagunitas? Guessing. And then also the Sunset Tavern. And at the Sunset Tavern, four Seattle bands, you can see Monster Watch, also Weep Wave, and then these next two bands. We're going to start off with Sinister Six. We're going to start off with Seattle Sinister Six making their podcast debut. And this is their song, I Hate You.
We'll be right back.
Seattle's Beverly Crusher, Give Me the Power from their upcoming album release, Date to Be Determined. And before that, you heard Seattle Sinister Six and making their podcast debut with the song I Hate You. So going on to Saturday the 16th at Freak Out 7, day 3, again, 7 locations. Anything different? Nope, same locations as the other one. So we're going to hit the Tractor Tavern, LA's Death Valley Girls, LA's Frankie and the Witch Fingers, San Diego's The Schizophonics, Lyon's The Scaners. I only see one N. S-C-A-N-E-R-S. I would think that's Scaners. And this band, a great Seattle band, making their podcast debut again. This is the Grizzled Mighty. So happy to have them on the podcast. This is Red Wine, Cheap Cigarettes. Playing the Tractor Tavern and part of Freak Out 7, Day 3, Saturday the 16th. That was the Grizzled Mighty with their song Red Wine, Cheap Cigarettes. Playing with Death Valley Girls, Frankie and the Witch Fingers, the Schizophonics, and the Scaners. Sunday the 17th for Freak Out 7 is the closing party. They have two locations going on that night. So, let's look at the Tractor Tavern. What's going on there? This is the Rock and Roll Suicide Show with four Seattle bands. Naked Giants, Duke Evers, Action S, and Bibliotheca. Tonight, we get to play three of these bands. We're going to start this off with Naked Giants making their podcast debut and their song, Twist.
You know, back in my day, we used to do the twist every night till the neighbors complained. It didn't matter what the music was like or who was there or where we were or
this is it. Do the tool.
What's in the morning, or everybody is happy, or eating vegetables, or walk with purpose, close the door.
Okay. Don't go away, but I want it. I want to see you twist.
Thank you.
Seattle's Biblioteca and their song Raspberry Jelly. They are winding up a West Coast tour. Before that, you heard Action Est and their song Fully Clothed / Slightly Concussed. And opening up that triple shot was Seattle's Naked Giants making their podcast debut, and an older song for them, a song they were able to give me permission to play, that was Twist. Staying in line with the Freak Out 7, Sunday the 17th at the Sunset. This is the Tune In and Drop Out show. There you're going to be able to see Portland's Candace, Seattle's General Mojos, and these two bands, Seattle Antonioni and Seattle's Smoker Dad. Let's start off with Antonioni and their song making its podcast debut, Easy Listener.
Bye.
Band making their podcast debut, Smoker Dad, and their song Punch Bowl Blues, preceded by Antonioni and their song Easy Listener. Again, part of Freakout 7's closeout show at the Sunset, Sunday the 17th. I am so sure you are tired of hearing me talk, so I'm not going to say a whole lot. Thank you for listening. Tune in, subscribe to the podcast. Please share it with all your rock-loving friends. Think of those off in the distance and far away that we can help spread the Seattle sound, the Washington State sound of rock to the world. Help me spread the love. Let's get people involved. Let's get people to notice what we have going on around here, because what we have going on around here is good. Thanks to Kevin Deers and Loud and Local on KISW. You can listen to them Sunday at 8 o'clock now, time that's more listenable. It's terrific. And as always, Seattle, we want you to rock on.